This Christmas Eve, children around the world are getting ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus. This night they will also be thinking about Santa Claus and his reindeers bringing presents to be left under the tree. The reindeer is synonymous with this time of year, but experts have noted that the world's largest reindeer herd has plummeted. The George River herd, which roams eastern Canada, has dropped in numbers from between 800,000 and 900,000 animals to just 74,000. We spoke to Survival International's advocacy director, Jonathan Mazur, to find out more.
Reindeer live in herds throughout the subarctic, that's to say northern Canada and Alaska, and also in Siberia and some parts of Europe. And they live in these very large herds, a bit like wildebeest in Africa. Now, historically, the largest herd of reindeer was called the George River herd, and it roamed the tundra in eastern Canada. At its peak, which was around 20 years ago, there were somewhere between 800,000 and 900,000 reindeer in this herd. It was truly enormous. And for reasons that scientists don't fully understand, the numbers of that herd have been dropping very sharply, and nothing they do seems to make any difference, so that there are now believed to be only around 70,000 reindeer in the herd. That means the numbers have dropped by around 90%. Now, the indigenous peoples who live in this area and whose cultures have always revolved around the reindeer say that the reason they think the numbers of reindeer are plummeting so dramatically is because in the last few decades, this area has witnessed a huge expansion of massive industrial projects as Canada has really pushed to expand its what it sees as the development of this area. For example, a large part of the homeland of the Innu people in the heart of this area has been flooded for a massive hydroelectric scheme. There have been iron ore mines that have steadily developed since the Second World War. There's a large highway that cuts through the area. So the Innu blame these developments, at least in part, for the plummeting numbers of the reindeer. And they are very worried about it because, of course, the reindeer is absolutely fundamental to their livelihoods, to their culture, to their whole way of life.
You were talking about that as what the indigenous people think the problem may be, but it must be quite hard to solve a problem when you're not exactly completely sure.
I think it is, yes. And if you look at the Canadian government press releases in recent years about this problem, it's clear they don't really understand why the numbers have been dropping so sharply. And of course, it's also a bit difficult for them to admit that the industrialization of this area might have had anything to do with it, because none of these projects are going to be stopped or reversed anytime soon. But I think the point that the Innu are making is that if this is the case, it just shows that they really ought to be consulted properly when these kinds of development projects are being planned, because at the moment they're just imposed upon them. Now, the Innu, like all tribal people, have a very intimate and deep understanding of their environment, of the natural world around them, and especially of the reindeer. And what they are issuing this call, and the reason they've highlighted this problem, is that they say, for all the other development projects that the government is planning here, you must consult us properly because we understand these issues in a way that you don't.
Can I ask you, Jonathan, are reindeer hunted much?
They are. They are hunted by many Canadians and by non-Indigenous Canadians who will get licenses from the government to hunt one or two reindeer a year usually, and tens of thousands of Canadians do that. But of course, besides that, you have the Indigenous people for whom the reindeer has always been an absolutely fundamental part of their livelihood. It forms part of their spirit world, part of their mythology, and it's been one of their most important sources of food. So it's For the Innu and for the Cree and other indigenous people in that area, the reindeer is one of the most important animals there are, if not the most important.
Is there anything in particular you'd like to see done at Survival International that would help the situation?
Yes, what we want is for the Canadian government to acknowledge that these new development projects it's planning, for example, there's a new massive hydropower scheme that it's planning in absolutely in the middle of this area. For this kind of thing, it has to consult the Indigenous people who live there properly. It doesn't do that at the moment. It pays lip service to the idea, but it doesn't really listen to what the Indigenous people want. If it wants to do something, it basically goes ahead and does it. And what we're seeing now with the drop in the reindeer numbers is, I think, a symptom of the fact that when you push these massive projects in what is ecologically a pretty fragile area, there are often unintended consequences and side effects, and those can be avoided if they would only consult properly with the Indigenous people who know this area better than anybody.
Does climate change come into play with any of this?
Well, it may do, but of course that's even harder to know, really, because of certainly the local, the Indigenous people will say that they have noticed many changes in recent years which they attribute to climate change. Things like migratory birds changing their patterns to the sea ice, melting faster than before, and that kind of thing. So it may well do, but I think for the Indigenous people, what they're most concerned about is the fact that their homeland in recent decades has changed dramatically as a result of these big projects. That's what they can really see the results of.
But of course, many people know the reindeer around this time of year as, of course, Santa's reindeer, Christmas reindeer, although it's obviously the reindeer is around all year round. But at the same time, it is a good time around Christmas, I suppose, to highlight what's going on.
Yes, I think that's why people like the Innu have done it at this time, because they know that obviously there is a particular resonance at Christmas looking at the reindeer. Obviously, we know the reindeer primarily through the Father Christmas story, but for the Indigenous peoples of the whole of the North, not just Canada, but the Sami people in Europe, tribal peoples in Siberia, the reindeer is an animal that their lives revolve around all year round, and not just at Christmas like the rest of us.